Hey!
How are we doing then?
Trauma.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Yeah, first one. Not... Hey, did you not notice? There's a camera over there?
Oh, fuck. How did
it's
that
only
happen?
Taken 6 hours to set it up. Or, sorry, rephrase it. You've only taken 6 hours to set it up.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Fucking.
Well, just the incompetency.
Yeah, well, old.
We're already ready to sack the electronics department.
What the fuck? The electronics department?
The department that deals with like
videography,
yeah.
It does feel like I'm on some kind of fucking porn shoot here, to be honest with you. With fucking lights and cameras and action.
I wouldn't know too much about that, if I'm honest. I've never been on one.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Well, back in the, what day?
Yeah, the 1st of July last year.
Really? Was that imbued local...
Yeah, well, basically two tubbies, one mouth. Basically, I think that's what it was called. I can't remember now.
I can't remember. You the mouth.
Yeah, I was the mouth. Fucking love it. Fucking hell. Yeah.
That was that took a funny turn.
Yeah.
So we're filming. We're seeing, you know, we're letting it go and we're letting it all hang out completely.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you got your flies done up. We don't want it all hang out.
Yeah.
What are we talking about then? Like, what, being fucking, like, in hospital or something? Like, mown down by a fucking truck?
Well, it's whatever you class as being trauma, whatever's been traumatic in your life. It's a serious subject. A lot of people have built up traumas, don't they? They don't deal with. I've been through a lot.
Yeah.
No, just the walk up to Morrison's and back is a...
fucking traumatic, yeah. I mean, I've had some of your food. That's fucking
traumatic, yeah.
Especially the next day.
I've affected a lot of people.
Definitely. You're right. And I think probably blokes, I know trauma affects everyone, but I think probably blokes don't really talk about it enough.
Yeah.
And I think... I mean, that's what we're all about, isn't it? The old fucking podcast.
Well, we're trying there's a few times we've said, oh, no, I don't know if we can say that. Oh, I don't, you said something earlier. I was like, hang on a minute. That's basically what you said to me, wasn't it? We need to do this. And also, it's very cathartic.
Cathartic? What does that mean?
It means it feels good. It makes it sort of brings out stuff.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel better.
No, you're right. No, you are right. So you just mentioned about your trauma, like...
When I was born, that was traumatic.
For your mum?
For my mum, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, with that nose.
That got stuck.
He's like a hook. Sorry, Dave's mum.
Yeah, sorry, G. Mum. Call her G.
Is she called G?
Yeah, Georgina. Call her G.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like she's a proper G.
The G. G.
Shit.
Your kids don't call you Dad, do they?
No, they call me Stephen.
Yeah, not even Steve.
Yeah, like my nan.
Why do they call you Steve? So Stephen, I know that's your name.
I don't know, and it does irritate a lot of people that you know I'm around with.
When you're around.
Yeah, I am around. No, with where my kids are with me, and they call me Stephen, but.
I've been around when they call you Stephen, but I don't find it irritating.
No,
I find
but some it, people
I
say...
I find it odd.
Well, my mate Simsy, do you know Simsy?
Old Simsy.
Old Simsy, yeah.
Old Simsy,
the old
fucking
Scarlet Pimpernel.
Yeah.
he doesn't like it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't really overthink it, I just think it's odd.
Yeah, what, Sims?
No, the kid's calling you... I was going to say calling you Dave, calling you Stephen.
That'd be weird, yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's what they do. They
always
love me.
Said that.
Not when they were born. They did go through the kind of dad, mama stage.
Oh, they didn't come out going, Stephen.
They'd have a stammer or anything like that. Stutter or stammer. I don't know.
Same difference, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
No, I'll probably get told it's different.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, fuck me. We
No.
A lot's been going on, isn't it? We've fucking... Look, I mean, people... This is like what number 8, I think, or 7.
I think seven.
We obviously went live on socials last night, told everyone what we were doing.
Did the introduction.
Yeah,
so I've had that been playing in my fucking ear holes all day.
Yeah, what's it like to be a... What do you feel... What's it? Have you ever wondered what a private chef would have been in your ass? Yeah, it's all the time.
So. I'd just like to add, before we get to trauma part,
yeah,
we don't always sit here drinking beer.
Yeah, literally, you are a bit of a shit host. I would love to be drinking beer.
Yeah, but you drink beer heavily every night if you could get away with it.
Okay.
Well, right, sorry, rum, probably.
No, you're right,
whereas I don't drink home very often. Not particularly.
Well, I like to think this is like on the like EastEnders or something like that, where it's just like peach tea, but we're pretending.
Maybe it is.
We're pretending it's beer. Yeah, beer for lads.
But yeah, that's what it looks like. But actually, we don't usually do that, do we?
No, we don't. No, you normally like a nice cup of...
But you have coffee, don't we?
Latte. Oat, because obviously you've got a dicky tummy in.
Yeah, I might shit myself.
Yeah, so...
Anyway, that's a traumatic experience. Come back to trauma.
Sorry, yeah.
So who wants to kick it off? Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah.
Have you had any traumatic experiences?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think people that know me, I mean, they might know me and not know. I've had a bit of a shit bringing up, really. I was just fucking balls in. My dad sexually abused me probably from the age of about six. Up to about 10 years old. I know we've spoken about it before. Obviously, as I've said before, I'm kind of going through therapy now and, you know, just trying to unpick it all.
You see your other Dave, don't you?
Yeah, my other Dave, Bear Grylls.
Yeah, Bear Grylls Dave.
Yeah. It's an odd one because obviously it's always there and, you know, but it's fucking... really fucked up, like, you know, in my head, I guess, a little bit, because, I mean, as you can probably tell, I'm not kind of upset about it, you know, and I'm not...
You're always very comfortable talking about it.
I am, you know...
Maybe very was the wrong, but you're comfortable talking about it.
I am, yeah. I mean, I disclosed it, I guess. I was trying not to say come out, you know, but I disclosed it when I was 15. And you know, obviously it went to court and he ended up going to prison. And then I guess, you know, I mean, my family abandoned me as well. You know, they kind of, I guess they didn't believe me. You know, I think there was always, it's funny, isn't it, how certain things kind of, play over in your mind. You know, one of the things that, they said was, oh, look, you know, if it goes to court and, you know, he gets found guilty, then we'll believe you. And of course, you know, that happened, but then very much, it was too late for me. You know, I needed, you know, we're told.
Yeah,
you
needed that support before then.
Yeah. So I kind of left, I left home, you know, I moved in with my...
Were you like the littlest hobo?
Yeah, a little bit. Dog. Well, you know, because as a kid,
on calling me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't sing any songs, not that I can remember. But you kind of, as a kid, a couple of times, you kind of, oh, I fucking hate you, kind of pack your bag and that. I just remember leaving. I had a bit of an argument with my mum and dad that were there, and I left, and that was it. And And since then, I kind of had to fend for myself. I didn't have those kind of, that guidance from any kind of parent figure. So, you know, I had to find my own way. It wasn't always the right way. But, you know, I'm here, I'm alive. You know, obviously, as you know, I've got a beautiful family.
I think that's pretty traumatic. I think that can be definitely under... And I want to say to if anybody, hopefully people do watch this or listen to it,
they
the fact
not.
The way I'm jesting about it is because that's how you deal with it.
It is.
So this hobo thing.
Yeah.
I don't say things, though, I don't say those things to make light of what you've been through, because
you know
how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But I want to explain to people rather than think, oh, why is he being
like,
what's
all fucking
funny?
Wanker, yeah. Fucking Janelle. Yeah.
Because I know that's...
I don't know... Oh, you don't really look like Jimmy Hill. I don't know why I said that.
Why are you looking at my fucking chin for?
I wasn't looking at your nose.
Yeah,
sorry.
His fucking nose is sticking out. But that's how you deal with it. So that's how I've learned to deal with it with you.
Yeah.
Because I think I would get really upset.
Yeah.
Every time you brought it up.
Do you know what? Like, I have low days, you know, and I think I would say very, very occasionally I will get upset about it. Mainly because it, you know, it does kind of still affect me. You know, there's still things that, I guess there's still things that go wrong for me. And I kind of, in my mind, I do a bit of a flow diagram.
Yeah.
Of, you know, oh, how did I get here? And it leads back
and
to
it leads
him,
back to,
you know, and what happened.
But is sometimes something, I could be completely wrong, and I'm just challenging you on this. Mm. Does something go wrong and then you look for that as the answer? Do you sort of flow diagram that to that? Because I suppose in anywhere, anything that happens in life, you could, and I'm, don't get me wrong, it probably is, that is the answer, but you can quite easily make something.
Oh yeah, and the, well, answer. Do you know what? Probably, yeah, probably sometimes, you know, I'll take, you know, the easy way out, maybe, yeah, and just fucking say, oh, that's because of that. But yeah, no, sometimes it's clear, you know, because I think,
yeah,
I suppose, well, you know, you compare. Excuse me. You compare. I'm not a fucking little lamb. You compare your trauma, I think, with other people's.
Yeah.
And this is something I was doing with Dave, the other Dave. I don't need to say that anymore, do I? The other Dave.
No. Because we all know that.
Yeah, we all know that. Yeah.
We should get the other Dave on the pod one day.
He might be interested. He might not.
He might have to come in like.
Be like the Stig.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Dave.
We could have someone like that on, couldn't we?
Well, look, guess who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout.
But they would sit there and not say anything.
Well, they need to talk. Maybe we could do like, given it took us a good couple of hours to get this kind of set up, I don't know if we're into kind of voice.
No.
Voice control. No. And manipulation like that. But yeah. So, I mean, and obviously, yeah, there might be some people that, well, there might not, but there might be some people that are quite shocked about how kind of blasé I can be about it. But like Dave said, it's just the way, you know. Look, I've been in and out of therapy since I was 16.
Have you?
I've spoken a lot about it, and I'm only starting to kind of understand it now. I very much consider myself a survivor, 100%, like, because I look at how my life could have been.
Yeah. I really want to sing. I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
I just was desperate to blurt that out then. I get that song.
Is that Beyonce? No.
It's Destiny's Child, a group, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry,
maybe we could get them on
desperate
the pod
to say that. Sing that out. Come on.
No, not in a period. No, like, no. Come on, would they?
Eileen, oh.
What's that?
That song you always sing at the fucking pub.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we want to come on, Eileen. Are you talking about, like, soggy biscuit stuff? No.
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 100% not.
Okay.
No, I just want to sing Survivor. Check. That was, you just decided to, no, I'm a survivor.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
No.
I remember your singing. It's not.
The shit.
Yeah,
I have a habit of singing a lot. But sorry, yeah, so no, you are a survivor. Yeah. Of course you're a survivor.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you've only, from the time I've known you, you're really, like, sort of unpacking it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fucking big old suitcase, you're really delving in.
Yeah.
Maca Packer.
Oh, you probably don't know who Maca Packer is, do you? You're right. You should keep
it. It's the thing off the bloody... Not the tweenies. Yeah, the tween. Yeah.
No.
What's the other thing called on it? Oh, what's it called?
If anyone knows what Maca Pack is,
you know what
from,
Maca Pack is. What's that brown thing? It's that brown, like, teddy bear thing. Stones.
Well done.
And what's it off?
In the Night Garden.
In the Night
How
Garden.
Do you know
My
that?
Boys used to love that.
Oh, I thought you and Fee sit down and watch it every night.
Maca Packer, yeah. Like, in the what night else was on it?
In the Night Garden role play.
No. What else was on it?
Well, you had Iggle Piggle, Upsy Daisy.
That's right.
The Ninky Nonk.
Yeah.
Do
you reckon they're all at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it, didn't it?
Yeah, I watched the uncut version, to be
Did
fair.
You?
Yeah, no, 100%. So, yeah, that's my trauma.
It's pretty full on.
It is, you know, and it is shit. But I'm alive. I've got a beautiful family. I live in a beautiful part of the world. I've got some beautiful friends. And, you know, like, I'd be lying if I said it didn't affect me, but it almost empowers me. It keeps me going. Mm.
I think that's how driven you are with things. I think maybe you're driven because of that.
Yeah. Interestingly, though, and I think sometimes it's difficult for people to get their head around, right? And I'm only making assumptions. Obviously, there might be some child abuse experts out there. I don't know.
No, but you've got to take it from your perspective because you've been in the middle of it.
Yeah. No, you can't say that, can you? No, sorry. That is how I deal with it, obviously. But you can't... Oh, God. Yeah, you can't... We don't edit, by the way, so that'll have to stay in.
I did wonder if you were going to say something. I thought, I know I could get away with you, but I didn't know how far I was going to stretch it. Whoa!
No, we can't
that far.
So, what was I saying? Oh, God, you've lost my trail of... That's right, yeah. Because I just wanted, you know, we started off, didn't we, by saying everyone has trauma, men, women, others... you know, but ultimately,
men, women, others.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a drop down list.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think to myself, what a wonderful day. No, I think to myself, I told my wife Rhea. That was the first person that I told. And I remember it vividly. But obviously, I went through secondary school. I had some really good mates. Never occurred to me to speak to anyone. I mean, most of my mates were blokes. Or, well, they weren't. They were little boys, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, not little boys, you know what I
mean? Lads.
And never occurred to me to speak to them about it. And I just wonder if I hadn't met Rhea and I'd have kind of continued growing up, which obviously I would have done, science... I wonder if I'd got to a stage where I would never have told anyone.
Oh, well, maybe, but you know, you could sit around,
but
thinking what ifs and.
Well, I know, but I just think, you know, like I bet my bottom dollar. I don't know what that saying means.
No, I don't. I was thinking bottom dollar.
Yeah, bet my
bottom in bet, your bottom.
Oh,
dollar.
Bet my last dollar. I'd bet my last dollar. Bottom. I'd bet the last.
The dollar in my bottom.
Not in the bottom, in your pocket.
Bottom dollar.
Yeah.
Not like, dollar in almost your bottom.
I would bet my last dollar.
Bottom.
That's how
dollar.
Confident you are.
Yeah, in your bottom dollar.
Calm down, David.
Go on.
That there would be, there are men and women and others out there now that might be 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old.
They've gone through
old,
it and haven't spoken about
never
it.
Never mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah, never you could have been it. One of those people, yeah. But you weren't.
No. No, I wasn't. But I just think...
Yeah, that's do you think about that often?
I do. I mean, I'm running London Marathon this year.
Are you?
For Bernardo's. Because they do a lot of work. They helped me, actually. And they do a lot of work to support abuse and child abuse victims.
It's amazing.
Shout out to Bernardo's.
Ben and Ardo. I tell you, we'll put the link in the your...
Nah, listen to that. No, we should. We should.
Just, no, you
oh,
just
what, for get... my for my running race?
For your running race? What the hell are you talking
about? London Marathon.
For London Marathon, your running race. Yeah. There's thousands of other people. It's not just about you, Stephen.
I think maybe tens of thousands of other people.
Well, tens of thousands.
So
it's not just yours, is it? So we'll put the link in the when this video goes out.
I'm just saying it annoys me because it annoys me that people won't feel confident enough to speak out. Won't you know?
Why does it annoy you?
Because I know it how it affects me, and I have spoken out, and I wonder. you know, how that would be if you hadn't. You know, to keep that bottled up.
So are you annoyed? Are you annoyed at other people for not speaking up? Or are you annoyed for them? Because, because you can't be annoyed at someone for not speaking out.
I'm more annoyed of the kind of the social norms. And the social norm is actually, you know, that it's a bit of a taboo to kind of, especially men, to be vulnerable.
I suppose it is a bit of a taboo, isn't it, to admit, yeah.
Yeah, really, I mean, yeah. I think women do, you know, go through massive traumatic things. And I think, you know, I make an assumption. I'm not a woman, just in case you didn't know that. But I think, I do think that men do find it more difficult to talk to other men.
Overall, I think men do. I think that's, and that has been changing, hence why we started doing this.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I will say, look, put it out there now, any man that wants to, you know, send a message to the group or whatever, chat on Messenger or whatever, please feel free to do so.
Yeah.
You know, it's... yeah, I just think you shouldn't bottle those things up. You should be dealing with them. And you know, should.
Yeah, I was thinking...
I'm not
being
preachy. Trust me when I say talking helps.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, should be talking, but it's a funny word to use, isn't it? When you tell them, so you should be talking when you're in that situation.
Well, I know, and a lot of people... you know, I had some fucking horrible people say things to me. You know, some of my secondary school friends that I stayed in contact with after the court case and everything like that. Things like, oh, you know, how can you do that to your dad? Send him into prison. He's your dad. You know, things like that. And it's a weird one because people react in weird ways. You know, I look at my family, you know, and they completely abandoned me, you know, when I needed them, when I was still a child. Every single one of them, I had a big family. And I think to myself, why did they do that? And I try and justify it and give it a bit of rationale, you know, like, how would I act in that situation? And I guess, you know, if one of my kids come to me now and said, oh, Dad, you know, Stephen, you know, Mum's hit me or so-and-so's done such, I'd remove them from that situation first and foremost.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then I would find out what was going on. But of course they didn't. They removed me from the situation. And I, you know, I look back now and it's a bit like, I'm not going to mention a well-known paedophile from the news, you know, that's used to be on BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look back at that and you think, fuck me, it was obvious. Right? And yeah.
I remember my parents saying to me when I was younger, yeah, like you'd be watching Jimmy Savile on TV.
Same, anyway, that's fine.
Oh, so, sorry, yeah. Sorry, that fella, sorry, yeah. You'd be watching him on TV, and they'd be like, God, he's weird. I remember saying, he's a very strange man, or something like that. And
yeah.
It was.
And my dad was anyway, very much like that. Yeah. You know, very much.
Don't want to give him any airtime, and I apologise, shouldn't say his name.
And, and you kind of wonder, how can they turn around and say that, you know, that... Oh, you're making it. So, and that's what I mean. People react weirdly.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
so, thanks. So, so obviously you had the abuse.
Mm.
It obviously gets to you, obviously, that you felt like you were abandoned. I think you said abandoned by your mum, family. You know, I'm trying to be... I'm really trying to use the right respectful words here, and you know I am anyway.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Just
Does that eat you up just as much, or do you think that affects you? Why would that person do that to me? And also, why would I be abandoned or be left or be?
It does. It's because it's one of those things that still has an impact on my life.
Yeah.
You know, my three children have, you know, have only got one one grandparent.
Mm.
You know, they haven't got two.
Just your wife's side. Just totally your wife's
side. Yeah, they haven't got aunties and uncles on my side. You know, I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, whatever way you look at it, I know some people don't have family at all, so I've got to be fortunate. You know, Rhea's side of the family is very small. You know, not in height.
All dwarfs.
I'm doing
large bosoms.
I don't know.
Well, yes,
I did try and have a quick think, but no, I don't know. You know, there's only like three or four of them. So and
family dwarfs.
Yeah, there's seven of them actually. See what I did there.
They're all,
yeah.
You're so sharp, you.
It does affect them, and you know, we don't have big Christmases, we don't have big family gatherings. There's lots of things, you know, that we don't have a wedding every 5 minutes. You know, we don't have new family members being born. You know, so there's lots of things that you might overlook. You know, they don't get loads of presents from extended family. You know,
so I do a suppressed yawn. It's been a long day. Sorry, it's not you.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So that's one. So does it? None of this makes me feel angry, and I don't know if that's a positive or a negative thing. That's something that.
So if your dad walked in, you saw him walking down the street. What would you know?
I don't know. Is the answer, you know? But I was talking to Dave about this not too long ago. I don't feel angry. I don't feel happy, angry. There's no malice there, you know. And there's a lot of psychology that I could go into that's been explained to me, you know, as to why that is. But I don't think we've got enough time.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't feel anything. You know, I'm numb to it. Really, it's become my life. You know,
just part of you.
Yeah, part of me. But I've got to learn, and this is what I'm going through. You know, I've got to learn to realize that the strength that has got me to where I am today, that's my. Try not to sound like a crappy American program. That's my superpower. Do you know what I mean? I've got to use that.
You've got to use what's how I do that.
Yeah.
You've got to use the negativity and drive you forward.
Yeah. So have I got any malice? No. I don't know what I'd do if I saw him. I mean, quite frankly, he's probably dead. I don't know. As I say, I don't keep in touch with any of them. They try, I should add, get in touch. But I just block, ignore, move on. It used to affect me for probably 5-10 years. Christmases, birthdays, you know, Mother's Day. I don't have that. So, but it's cool. I've got a beautiful family, as I said to you, and I've got some beautiful friends, and I'm, you know, honoured and privileged to have those people that are in my life.
And also, you could look at it, if that didn't happen, you wouldn't be down here. I know. Down here, imbued.
Oh,
I suppose it's not a very nice thing to happen at all. Very traumatic, but there's lots of things you can say. Do you know what? If that didn't happen, I wouldn't have set up business down here. I wouldn't have met this person.
No, I don't think I would have done.
You probably wouldn't have met Rhea.
No.
Because something wouldn't have happened to take you on that path.
Everything happens
so
for a reason.
So your kids wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Would they? Definitely wouldn't be. Yeah, I don't know why that came out like that. They wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Would they?
No, not at all. So yeah, it's and I, you know, I want to do something with it, right? You know, I know this is a start, but I do feel like there's still more for me to do with my abuse and my experience, and I may be waiting to get through a bit more therapy, but I feel like, you know, there's people that. And I'm not trying to be like a Mother Teresa, you know. Other helpful people are obviously available.
Yeah, but Gandhi.
And
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. Who?
And now you've got to go through everyone. Muhammad,
Ahmad, Bruce Lee. He's off of the film.
I think you can say that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. No, no, fair enough. The Queen.
The Queen.
And Queen.
And Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that there's people out there that not I can help or fix or save, but that might have fallen through cracks or something like that and might just want to...
I think you underestimate what you can do.
Underestimate?
I think you underestimate what you can do. Oh, you're saying, it's not about help, not about save. I think the shit you've been through, you could really...
I just want people to know that they can do it. Yeah?
Yeah. I'm exactly the same. Yeah.
They can do it.
Yeah.
Fuck everything. Yeah. You know, whatever you've been through.
I drive my girlfriend mad when I'm like that.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Of course you can. Take control.
Yeah. Just be... Don't procrastinate sitting around. I know I'm going off slightly, but it is... If you want to fucking do it, go and fucking do it.
Yeah.
It's not anything stopping from anyone from doing so. Unless you wanted to run like 100 metres and you didn't have any legs.
People still do that.
No, but they don't. But they don't run with legs. They run with like a
prosthetic limb.
What's the chap called? Yeah, that.
Well, their legs, mate.
No, Reaver.
Their legs. No, their legs. Shit analogy.
No. But you know what I mean, like proper real legs.
Okay, all right. Hang on a minute. Are we talking about amputation above the knee, or are we talking?
So let's say I was sat here on the sofa,
and you did
with just a sausage and two stumps.
Okay, what are we talking about now? Your genitals?
Yeah, the sausage. Yeah, and two stumps. I'm sat there like this, just propping myself up.
Are the stumps your balls? The stumps your legs. Right, you know when you and get I a Barbie like, or a Ken and you pull the leg off?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just left with like a
just
pelvis.
Just the hinge, yeah, the bit.
The hinge.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm left there. Like, that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah.
If I was like, I'm going to run with real legs, like actual flesh legs...
Flesh legs.
You know, real legs with knees and like gear like that. Then you can't.
No.
But what you could do is you could run it in other ways. That's the point I'm getting to.
Well, I think people like that, they tend to go.
Well, I suppose you could fly along on your like
that.
On your not on your push bike, in your wheelchair.
No, but people do that. Like if you imagine imagine you look like a chicken nugget with arms.
Okay.
And then you're kind of like pushing yourself along.
Okay, I haven't seen that in the Olympics.
No, I think it is a thing.
Okay, right. But the point is, anything is achievable in some form.
Anything is possible.
Isn't it? Don't think it goes like that.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so. Does it?
Yeah.
You're a big Will Young fan?
Yeah.
What's your favourite Will Young track?
Anything is possible.
That's absolute balls. You've just made that up.
That is.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is one good Will Young song. I'm trying to think what it is and I'm not remember. No, that was the one from...
That is Everything is Possible.
But Pop Idol? Did he win Pop Idol? No, he came second.
No, he didn't.
Or was it Gareth? No, Gareth Gates came second.
Yeah, my wife, don't, used to think I looked like Gareth Gates. Fucking what? I want to know what this laugh's about. Well, because I used to have like spiky up hair. You right? I used to have like, you know, like...
You do!
Spiky. If you stutter a lot more attractive.
A little bit.
Oh, he doesn't do that anymore.
What an incredible person for what he did
trauma.
When he sung. Yeah, bullying in that, wasn't it?
You were just bullying him, yeah.
No, I wasn't bullying him. Cheeky fucker. That's incredible. I've seen him. I saw a program recently. He's just stacked out, hasn't he?
I don't know.
The way he talks is amazing. Considering, I'm tuning into his life all the time. It's amazing. It's amazing how he's able to overcome that. It's a fair play to him.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. It's like your speech impediment. I mean, many people might not know.
I've got a bad speech impediment.
Yeah. Should we talk about that now?
No, I don't think we should.
Oh, okay. You mentioned at the start about your trauma.
Did I?
You did.
I need to blow my nose. Excuse me. Oh, let's push that back. I did, didn't I?
You did. Do you want to talk about it or not?
That's a weird one to talk about.
We don't have to.
No, I know, but that's why we're here, isn't it? That's why we're sat here.
Yeah.
So I was caught up in a house fire when I was 19, got trapped inside with my my girlfriend at the time.
Fuck. Yeah. What, like a...
Someone left the cigarette burning, basically. And I woke up with my...
So you were in bed?
Yeah, in bed. It was about 6 a.m. Woke up with a scream in my name. And there was smoke coming out the door.
That's nothing though, is it?
Well, standard. Sorry, but it was just the tone that was slightly disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we managed to get... It was like a security window. So we... It doesn't open properly. I'm in my kegs. Luckily, she's got some pyjamas on. So we're like that, screaming.
Fuck.
And then someone come over with a ladder and up this down. She lost all her college work.
Oh, turned shit.
So you're
upstairs?
Yeah.
So you're upstairs?
No, we were downstairs. And what we did was just stood on the window ledge like this till someone with the tiniest ladder in the whole entire world
I was so in with that then. I was like, oh, okay. Hamster ladder.
Yeah, exactly.
So not you were bed. Upstairs?
Yeah, on the
asleep,
second floor. Yeah.
What, and the fire was like...
So I went to the door. I'm not sure how much detail I need to go into. And I don't mean that need to, because it sounds like I'm being shit about that. But so I went to the door to find out why there's plumes of smoke. And there was basically the flames were, I don't know, a foot away. Like, you know, on backdraft, when they like, say the backdraft, you shouldn't do that. It's like...
Is that what you did?
It was hot as fuck, dude.
Because you're meant to touch the back of the doorknob, aren't you?
I don't know. I opened. I touched it.
No, if you suspect fire, you feel
Hang on, everyone.
No, hold on a minute.
Warmth.
You're laughing, but you just said to
the
me.
The fuck's this?
You just said to me.
You're a rapper.
You just said to me you got up to investigate the plumes of smoke. So I don't think it's a massive fucking reach.
But I didn't know whether the fire was downstairs. I didn't know it was going to be right there, kissing my face.
Okay, yep.
So I closed the door, got out. I don't know what had been...
That must have been absolutely horrifying. What was going through
It was mind? Horrendous. I was absolutely petrified. Genuinely. It took me... I had counselling from it. Horrendous. It was horrible. It probably took me... I had a couple of two, three really bad flashbacks. Like you're in it. Like it's happening, which is really weird. When people say I had a flashback, it's weird to put into...
Do you feel... Because I've said this to you before, like I sometimes smell like... Sorry, this is really grotesque. I sometimes smell like the smells of like my abuse, right? I know, odour abuse, but like...
Odour de abuse.
Yeah. Do you get that kind of
yeah.
like...
So if I smell an acrid burning smell...
Oh, what's acrid mean?
Acrid is like horrible, plasticky, just a real nasty smell. Because when I turned that... So when I turned my heater back on that was in the fire, a couple of days afterwards when we found another property and it let off that smell.
Oh, God.
And then I just fell apart.
Shit.
But I do get... I wake up in the middle of the night, probably... once a month.
Fuck, what, even now?
Yeah, and smelling it, like smelling smoke. And I'll be like, and I'll be thinking I can smell smoke. So sometimes I'll be panicking and I'll run to the top of the stairs and be like, just breathing. I can still smell, it's light and it's not fucking there. See how insane it is? And I'm breathing, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm thinking just calm down. But also I'm thinking, just in case there is a fire, and I've been downstairs before just to double check, and I can still smell it when I'm downstairs. But usually what I can do now is sit up in bed or sit on the edge of the bed, like with my eyes open, just like inhale it, trying to, and like Fee might wake up, the girlfriend might wake up, and I'll be like, oh no, fine. I thought there was a fire, okay. And then I'll go back to sleep.
God, that's atrocious. Is your heart racing and shit?
What, the time?
Like or, when
yeah, I'm fucking petrified. I'm shitting myself.
So what about like... generally, like,
I used to be absolutely terrified of fires on TV. I'd cry like for probably at least 10 years afterwards. It would send me into an absolute panic of like, fuck, I nearly died.
Fuck.
And even now I get a bit weird with it. I'm usually okay, but sometimes I'll be like, fucking hell, so close.
How do you deal with that? Like,
I didn't deal with it for a long time. A few days afterwards, I went to the fire station to say thank you. And to get through it, I was going to do like a part-time fireman thing. But I always worked. I worked evenings. I worked split shifts. I worked weekends. So it never really, it was just difficult for me to work it. And I was going to, you know, where they, when they go in, they have that apparatus and that apparatus into a smoky room and they do like a drill.
Yeah, yeah.
They said I could go in and do that to try to deal with the...
A drill?
Like,
whoa. Yeah.
No, like this when they go and they've got to save people, it's just like a makeshift house.
Okay, yeah.
And they set smoke off or a fire off. And they said I could do that, but I never got around to doing it. It just didn't, I didn't have the balls to go and do it.
Would you do it now?
Yeah, I don't feel the need to do it. It doesn't feel like something I would that would make me that I wouldn't feel like I would get anything from it.
No.
Because I don't feel like I need to do it.
So how have you managed that over the years? Because obviously you've I mean again I'm making an assumption. Obviously you've progressed with that feeling, like and learned how to perhaps control it to some degree. Like how do you deal with that now?
I'm okay with it now.
He's still waking up in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah, I feel all right through the day. Sometimes I like smell smoke outside, and you'll be like,
just stinks and,
and do you know what? I am. Yeah, sorry, it took me a while. I am like at dinner parties if we use like sparkly candles,
yeah.
And they get really hot, so I put them straight in the sink.
Yeah.
Everyone that does work for me knows it goes straight in the sink in the water.
Yeah.
Because I get so paranoid, and I get so paranoid of. If I go around to people's houses and they've got the like smoke alarm hanging down, or you know it's not attached to the mains or the battery's not in it, I really don't. I'm not happy about that.
Well, it's, you're making me think now because there's little things that even I notice that you do, like you turn off all your plugs when you're not using your appliances. Is that linked to that? Or is
no,
that
I do that because I'm tight as a duck's ass. Okay. I'm conscious of turning things off if it might generate heat,
yeah,
just in case.
So like phone chargers and shit like that.
Yeah, or like, for example, like a coiled up extension lead.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I pull it out if I'm heating it if it's for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it gets hot.
Yeah.
So that happened to me when I was 18. I've had a couple of bad car accidents. Like two within. A year.
Fuck.
Yeah, they weren't my fault. I'd like to add that they weren't
that
my
locally?
Fault. Yeah, one was just outside of you. One was Allen's Valley in between Camel Toe and Weybridge.
Oh, okay. I don't know where that is.
Just on the way. You know, when you go in the forest.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, through there.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I was head on.
Shit.
Yeah, I was on the right side of the road, like to add... and that was.
I think that cough, by the way, is going to make a fantastic screenshot.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because you were like kind of like that.
Yeah. So was I 20? No, I wasn't 20. Oh no, I was because halves 22 nearly. So was that 20 years ago? Was the second one? So both about when I was about 19, 20 years ago.
And does that impact you now?
No, it did for a long time. Again, I got counselling because I got stuck in one and then that car blew up as I got out. Like out of Starsky and Hutch, if I could relive it again, what I'd do is, like, got about the length of this room away because I couldn't get out because of the bloody... I just couldn't get my legs out because it was head on. I couldn't get out of the driver's side. So I managed to get out of the passenger side. And as I was about the length of this room away, I was like, it just blew up. Yeah, it's insane. So I would want it to like fly through the air, you know, like boom, like whoa.
Would it confuse you, or concern you, or surprise you? I feel like better off, like abuse wise, because that sounds horrific. The fire and the, I mean they're still genuinely things that bother me. Like I've got a weird thing with phone chargers. Like I can't get, you know, like when you unplug it, I can't put that on the floor.
Yeah, I get that. I don't. I can understand why you'd feel like that. Yeah, no problem. I know what you mean.
It's like it's going to spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
On the carpet.
Something, and close mates are told this for years when I was younger. I always thought I'd be dead before I was 30.
Because of what you've been.
No. When I was at school, I said I always thought I was going to die before I was 30.
Why?
I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. And it wasn't until I got past 27, sort of 28 age, that I was like, oh, no, I don't think I will die when I'm 30. Because that's what I thought. I thought the Grim Reaper's trying to get me. And I thought I kept cheating death.
Like Final Destination.
Exactly. And it was those films were out around that time. Yeah. Great
colour.
Films. They were colour.
Yeah. Like colour. So I know a lot of films that... when you were growing up, they were like black and white.
Oh, right. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
So I always thought...
Did you...
And then I got told I'd be in a wheelchair from my second car accident by the time I was 45.
And that's why you're hooked up about not having legs, I'm guessing.
I got a bad...
leg.
Right knee, yeah.
So how... I mean... what was your support like over that time? Is it something you found easy to speak about? Like,
not really. Because at the time, like, I had a young... Harv was young, my youngest. It was just... it was difficult.
You just had to crack
on with it. And it wasn't that the support wasn't there. It was just that, you know, I just need to crack on with this and just get through. And it probably wasn't... it probably just took a few years afterwards, probably just to get through it. My wife was supportive and that. Yeah, to get through it properly, it's weird. Yeah. But yes, definitely, I definitely think about it every day.
Yeah.
No problem at
it's
all.
It's petrifying, absolutely. But thinking of the house fire thing, and certainly, you know, just things that you take for granted, like, it, you know, being in the house and driving.
Yeah.
And it fucking happened.
Yeah.
It must be fucking absolutely petrifying.
I remember in the first one screaming, like... just scream like a small child would scream as a car flipped over. I remember the sound of it.
Yeah.
Just horrendous. Okay. But there was something else that happened as well.
Okay.
There was a member of... I can't go into huge amounts of detail because I don't want people to be offended by it. Not my side of the family, but an old member of another family that I was associated with was a paedophile. But I used to know him really, 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 really well. Then it turned out he was a paedophile. And that fucked me up for a long time. So I was really good friends with him. And he was done for some horrible stuff. And that really did affect me.
I imagine it when you found out that was... horrific, because it opens up a whole floodgate.
Yeah. Just horrendous.
Yeah.
You've
told me that before, like, and, you know, I think for me, what was really nice, I guess, is that you, and it's a little bit selfish, so I do apologise, like, you kind of reacted in the way that I would have hoped my parents have reacted. You know, you weren't like, oh, it's all right, mate, come here. You know, what are they all saying about you? You know, from what you've said, you were quite angry, understandably.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, I'm being careful because it's your.
Yeah. I know.
And I think that's natural way. When you told me about that, I was like, okay, it gave me a little bit of validation.
Okay.
But the only reason I'm saying that is because you spoke about it. You know, I think you spoke about it and that helped me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I suppose that's the point, isn't it?
About
talking. Yeah, I mean, we've spoken about some things tonight. We've not put a timer on, so I don't even know how long we've...
We've been going long enough. I tell you two other things. Friends taking their lives.
Yeah, okay.
So a friend when I was, 16?
Fuck.
And then someone else someone else that was, oh God. That's what I'm going to say. Right.
We don't have to talk about it.
No, that's fine. Then someone else did as well. And that's really hard. When people do that and then don't leave, like any.
Yeah. I think it's difficult to understand, I imagine. I've not been through that, thankfully. I imagine it's difficult to kind of understand. I suppose there's two sides. I mean, I don't know, like, how can they do it? And why did they do it? And how could I have helped them?
Yeah.
You know?
I think we're going to cover stuff like that in the future, but I can understand parts of it. But I can see why people might do it. I'm fine, everyone. I'm good. I'm really good. Life's fucking perfect. It's not perfect. Nothing's ever perfect. It's about as perfect as it can be. Yeah. But yeah, it makes you think, like, why. Yeah, you just miss people. You just think, oh shit.
Yeah.
It's when it's when gone, like they're gone.
Yeah.
When people die, they're gone.
Yeah, gone. They just disappear. Yeah.
And it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. We are going to cover it as we said. So.
So yeah. That's pretty traumatic.
Yeah. And clearly.
Yeah.
Not wanting to rub your face in it, because that would be an arty thing to do. That still very much affects you.
Yeah, I'm surprised I got. I think.
I'm not editing, so.
No, I know you're bloody not. I think I got upset because. What can I say? Because maybe I shouldn't have brought it up, but it doesn't matter.
It's fine. We can do it if you want to.
Because just the past associations with my life and, yeah.
Yeah, we can leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's leave it there. Because we're going to, and I think, do you know what? I think this is a classic, right? You know, we've gone down a hole, right? We've gone down a path and, you know, we're talking about it. And I think that's
we've said that a couple of times. I said at the start, didn't I? Oh, I'm not sure if we should do that. I don't know if we. And we're like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
What's
the point?
What's the point in doing this?
Yeah.
I know I was holding back slightly then, but I can't say too much because there needs to be levels, and there's other stuff about your dad and your past. Like, do you know what? We can't go to that place.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I get that, but we're just trying to make sure that people know it's cool.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, everyone has got things, you know, and it doesn't matter. There's none of this kind of, oh, your trauma's worse than my trauma, and, oh, I can't speak about that because, you know, my trauma, if it matters enough to you, however big or small it is, and it causes you a degree of pain or worry, fucking talk about it.
Yeah, because I said that, didn't I, a couple of days ago, a week or so, whatever it was, when we were talking about trauma, and I said, well, your trauma, you know, it's like walking around in the field of daisies with like candy bollocks. Floss and like, and you said that.
Bollocks, yeah.
And I suppose if someone had said to me their trauma was they had lost their house and money, and they would be like, their trauma is like walking around in the field of daisies, marshmallows or whatever. And I would have that exactly the same reaction because it is all relative to you.
It is. If it calls you, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, it could be you got a parking ticket, right? If that causes you stress and it causes you to have a physical and mental issue, it's a trauma. And to fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got a couple of friends. We're going to end in a second. I've got a few friends that are like, you know, that I think outwardly you'd think like proper lads, you know,
right.
Like double R's, you know. Luckily they can talk to me.
Mm.
And they talk to me and
do they think they need to be a particular way outwardly?
Yeah. And we've all got our problems. Everyone's got issues. And do you know what? You'll be so fucking surprised. You sit down and you say, mate, can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
And they'll go, I fucking bet my bottom dollar, right? They'll go, oh, do you know what? I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because I've got this.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes.
I bet you could have 1,000 people stood up in front of you. Yeah. If one person, if anybody said, I haven't got problems or something traumatic's happened to me, I'd put money on the line.
Yeah.
Because there's something, surely the God, depending on the age, I reckon if you got to about 30, got to my age, 44, 40, between our ages, and they didn't have something traumatic, either they're lying or they're just
Jesus.
Just didn't warn up, or they're not built up right. Built up right? Wired up right.
Yeah. So that's it.
On that note,
I need a wee. Any
fantastic.
Yeah, I've been doing my toes for quite a while. I'm just hoping no one picks up on it.
You've been doing your toes? What does that mean?
Oh, God. My wife is constantly like, I'm one of these people that will be like, they'll be like, I'll move. I'm like a little child. You know when a child needs a wee and they're like moving and jiggling?
Is that why you've been flicking your toes?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You've been doing that the whole time?
Yeah, because I need a wee, yeah.
Why don't you go at the start?
Because I did think about going at the start and then I thought, oh no, let's sit down and do it.
Moron. Moron. Yeah. Moron.
Yeah. Anyway, cheers, guys.
Nice one.
And also, yeah, cheers, mate. Appreciate you sharing.
Jesus.
With each other. You know, I'm honoured.
This, no, likewise. It's but okay. What are we going for? Like a bigger, like big up.
Big up.
No, right. Brilliant. Good work, mate. Nice one. See you soon.
See you later.
Bye.